Hi, this is Anne Stonebreaker of CounselingInterns.com and LabyrinthHealing.com. Today's topic has to do with selecting a supervisor and the five things you need to do before making a decision. I hear from most people, and I know it was certainly true for myself in some ways at the beginning, that the fee was one of the biggest things I thought about when picking a supervisor. After spending all that time in school and all that money and effort, the budget was something that I had to really think about when choosing who to work with. But it wasn't the only thing, and I hope after listening to this, you'll have some other ideas in mind about things you'll want to look for when you're choosing a supervisor. Because this relationship, perhaps more than any other you've had in your professional training so far, will make a lasting impact on who you are as a therapist. So the first thing that I suggest you do is do your research and keep your ear to the ground. And by that I mean, listen to your colleagues, to the other students in your program, to your faculty members. Listen about what they say in terms of who's the good supervisor in town. Usually you'll hear a name come up, several names, that get repeated over and over. And just make a note of who people are talking about. Don't be afraid to ask for recommendations, too. Some people, you'd be surprised, but some people fill up a year ahead of time in terms of supervisors and who they bring into their practice. So you'll want to have a list, and you'll want to start to build relationships early. I think I sent an email 6 to 8 months before I was looking for a supervisor very seriously. And it was several months before we began to work together. So your first job is to do those little bits of research and get that short list. After that, when you have a list, you'll want to narrow it down, and you can do that pretty easily by getting online and just looking at people's websites. Oftentimes, you can get at least a gut feeling about someone, the way that they work, how they talk about their practice. This will give you some idea of if you think they might make a good fit. I'm not saying that you should make the decision exclusively based on the website by any means. Some people are more technologically savvy than others, and some folks still don't even have websites, so don't let that be your only factor in making this decision. But once you've shortened your list by whatever means you've chosen, whether it's looking online or something else, you'll want to start setting up consultations. It's very important to meet with a number of potential supervisors so that you are sure that you're finding someone who makes a good fit and you have other points of comparison. If you only meet with one or two people, it's much more difficult to determine if that's someone who's going to be a good fit for you than if you've met with, say, 5 or 6 people. There is no magic number in how many people you should meet with. That's really at your discretion and how much time and money you have. But something to think about is that a lot of times supervisors will offer a consultation at a reduced fee or for completely free. And the reason they do that is because it's as much in their best interest to find someone who's a good fit as it is in your best interest to find a supervisor that you're excited about. So don't be afraid to ask about consultations and if they offer those for free. In that consultation, the next thing that you need to be doing is really clearly stating what you can expect from them and what they can expect from you. So don't be afraid to ask about, you know, what sort of guidance do they offer their supervisees? Is it just looking at your clinical work, which is a very important aspect, but not the only aspect one can expect from a supervisor? Some supervisors will provide business training. They'll talk to you about how they developed their practice. That's not something that all supervisors offer, and it's not the primary focus of a supervisory relationship, but it can be a very helpful add-on if that's something you're looking to do in practice long term. So be clear on what your expectations are and what you are getting from the supervisor if you choose to work with them. Do they provide office space for you to see clients in? Are they going to refer clients your way? Are they going to provide trainings or workshops or group supervision? These are all things to ask about. And then the final thing that I would counsel you to try is you don't have to be hasty in your decision. You know, after you've met with people, give it a little bit of time and see what your gut is telling you. You may know instantly after meeting with someone, but it still doesn't hurt to take just a little bit of extra time to think things over. If you have started this process early, you're not going to feel very rushed, and you should, you know, take a couple of extra days to think it through. So there's a lot more that I could say on this topic. It's so important to pick somebody with whom you feel comfortable. And I've written a bit more about it, and you can find those articles and posts at counselinginterns.com. But in the meantime, since you're listening to this, I know you're thinking about looking for a supervisor, and I wish you the very best of luck with that search. It is a very important relationship, and I'm glad you're giving it the time and attention that it deserves by thinking about how to go about this process. So once again, this is Ann Stonebreaker of counselinginterns.com. Thanks for joining me. I'll talk to you next time.